What's up, everyone, and welcome to Get Good. I'm Lindsay, or if you're finding me from Twitch, I'm Dr. Hops. Today, we'll be talking about something that Twitch viewers eat up like the best dinner you've ever had, the 24-hour stream. Anytime a streamer advertises a 24-hour stream, everyone loves to check in. Will they have the endurance? How many bathroom breaks? Will it turn into a sleeping stream? We love that ish. But what impact does a 24-hour stream, or any kind of longer stream, have on your mental health? A lot? A little? Let's chat about it. If you're ready, let's hop to it. Recapping from our last episode, which was about ghosting, I actually got a lot of feedback from people being both the ghost and ghosted. I wasn't surprised that both sides told me about how painful ghosting situations are, but I'm glad it resonated with so many people. Now, on to today's Pogdent. There are a lot of things that go into a 24-hour stream. Are you going to stream the same content the whole time? What's your food situation like? What will show on your screen during your bathroom breaks? What happens if you don't make it all the way through? There's a lot to consider, and it can honestly be pretty stressful. But what do all of those considerations do for your health? This falls into the category of mental, emotional, and physical wellness. First, let's talk about the physical impact of a 24-hour stream. Oftentimes, people don't eat consistently when they're doing a longer stream. This messes with metabolism, nutrient breakdown, and overall homeostasis within the body. Basically, your equilibrium gets messed up. Also, the hydration check isn't just a channel point redemption that no one uses. If you don't hydrate with water or even some sort of electrolyte drink, the body fatigues extremely quickly. Honestly, humans are just slightly more complex cucumbers with anxiety. And no, caffeine isn't the answer. If you don't give your body consistent fuel and hydration while doing something physically exerting, you'll fatigue quicker and ultimately feel more drained the next day. And yes, streaming and gaming actually are both physically exerting, just in their own ways. On that same sort of topic, not going to the bathroom enough has a lot of negative effects too. Holding it in a little longer than usual isn't going to be harmful long term, but if you do it enough times and for long enough, things can get messed up. Specifically, if you hold it in for 10 hours or more, you can actually develop something called urinary retention, which basically means that stuff is getting held in the bladder for too long and it stretches things out, and the muscles in your bladder won't relax. This can also cause constipation. Holding it in too many times can cause incontinence too, meaning you can't hold it in even if you wanted to, because things have gotten too stretched out. Honestly, sounds like a poopy situation. So, don't do it. Now, moving on to one of the more obvious reasons why people love 12 and 24-hour streams, the wonder if sleep will take over. Lack of sleep can wreak havoc on the body. It can cause memory issues, trouble concentrating, and actually high blood pressure. But really, who has high blood pressure when they're playing all the non-stressful games we like to play? Like RuneScape. No stress there, right? Also, mood changes happen when you lack sleep because your tolerance to stress and other stimuli goes down, meaning you get madder quicker. Lack of sleep can also contribute to a decreased pain tolerance, so you might feel more stiff and sore than you usually would during a bout of gaming. And when you finally do sleep, after an episode of sleep deprivation, your quality of rest is absolute trash. Your body is in survival mode, and it takes a lot more time for your body to feel rested, let alone get some actual quality REM. So oftentimes, streamers do a long stream and then go to bed, but feel like trash the next day. There's a wonder why many streamers don't even stream the next 2 days after they do a longer stream. It honestly makes me wonder if it's even worth it. It's hard being a busy woman in a sleepy woman's body, though. Now, moving on to a lesser thought about mental consideration is the mental impact of staying in the same room the entire day and potentially interacting with people only via text and not face-to-face or voice communication. We've talked about this in previous episodes, so there are a lot of citations there if you want them, but just to recap, we know that making friends and having relationships that are solely online is very different than in person. Communicating with people only through an online platform can mess with someone's overall communication skills because humans are truly physical creatures. Hearing someone's voice and seeing their face in person has a totally different impact than, say, a Discord voice or a video call. And it especially makes a difference when the only mode of communication is through Twitch chat, where there's basically no way to interpret tone, dialect, or emotion. That type of communication for a prolonged period can be very mentally tiring because the streamer has to assign emotion and tone to what people are saying in order to keep the conversation personable. It's like extra work. Then we got to consider the impact of trying to maintain focus when there's not only a game going on, but also everything else we've talked about so far, plus channel point rewards, subs, and if you're me, freaking out over subs and bits because I'm literally confused by them, and having a conversation basically with yourself in the form of text being given to you by others. It can really be a lot. And finally, of course, there's the emotional impact of the fear. The fear of not being able to finish the stream, or actually not finishing the stream. There's just something about not being able to push yourself to the limit that for some reason is not a badge of honor, I guess? And then others feel the need to comment on a streamer's inability to finish the stream. Like, people get embarrassed by that. But on the flip side, being able to go that long and push yourself to the limits of streaming can also be extremely fulfilling if that's your vibe. You just have to figure out if the dopamine is worth the work. Furthermore, there's the impact of feeling drained on other IRL interactions. Like, if you're staying up for an obscene amount of time, how productive do you think you'll be with other daily tasks? Life goes on outside of Twitch, you know. I know. Weird to think about, but it's true. Lack of sleep and lack of rest, because they are different things, can really mess with the ability to focus and perform tasks efficiently. All in all, streaming for the longest times can really mess with you physically, but also mentally. Now, you know me, I'm not going to analyze something and then not think of ways to do it safely. Because we all know these 12 and 24 hour streams aren't going anywhere. I even saw someone doing a 72 hour stream recently. So if you're going to do a longer stream and push yourself to the limits, make sure you take breaks. Don't neglect your nutrition and hydration, despite what people say about eating on stream. And make sure you have enough time to truly rest before and after your stream, so you can leave the pixel world on your screen and get back to IRL seamlessly. So, we've talked about a lot of stuff here today, guys. And to answer our earlier question, 12 and 24 hour streams have a huge impact on much more than mental health. The takeaway here is that these streams aren't meant to be consistent. That's what makes them so cool to see. They don't happen too often, but that's honestly a good thing. Consistently subjecting yourself to the stuff we talked about can end up having long-term effects, but once or twice here and there, not so much. For me, streaming is hard enough as it is. I tend to freak out a lot. More than a lot. And I always seem to think that everyone hates me for, like, breathing too loud. I don't know. I think about a ton while I stream, and I couldn't even imagine going 8 hours, honestly. For reference, most of my streams are about 4 at the most. And I love cheering people on during their long streams too, because it really is a cool thing to see, although difficult and tough. But if you're someone like me that can't go that long, there's nothing wrong with that either. We've all got our own styles, which is what makes Twitch so cool. So to those of you that manage to do 8, 10, 12, 15, even 24-hour and beyond streams, I salute you. You've got endurance, a big bladder, small appetite, and probably a messy sleep schedule. Things I'll never have. I'm jealous. So, what do you guys think? Have you done a 12 or 24-hour stream? How did you feel? Are you considering a longer stream? What's on your mind? I'd love to hear. Find me in chat on Twitch or send me a DM on Twitch or Twitter with questions or comments. Don't forget to check out my website at thewellnessincentive.com and tune in next episode for more tips and tricks to get good. Thanks for hopping by, and I'll see you next time.